16 U.S. states are suing the Trump administration over the president's declaration of a national emergency so he can get funds to build a border wall. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
California's Attorney General Javier Becerra is filing suit against the Trump administration. He says the emergency declaration violates the Constitution, adding that President Trump treats the rule of law with utter contempt. Democratic attorneys general from other states are joining in, including New York, Connecticut, Illinois, and Colorado. The states suing the president say by diverting military funding for building a wall, their economies and their military needs will suffer. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Former acting FBI Chief Andrew McCabe says top congressional leaders did not object in 2017 when he told them that the law enforcement agency had opened a counterintelligence investigation of President Donald Trump on the suspicion that he might have ties to Russia. Days before, Trump had fired James Comey, director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, who then was leading the FBI's investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election and possible Trump campaign links to Moscow. McCabe told NBC that he informed eight key lawmakers, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and then House Speaker Paul Ryan, the top Republican lawmakers at the time, shortly after he opened the probe, and they did not object. Trump suggested Monday that McCabe and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein engaged in treasonous activity when they considered invoking a constitutional amendment to remove him from office. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. India says Pakistan should stop misleading the international community and take action against the perpetrators of a